You have something to ask, Chad?
Ion, are the waves in triangulation the strings in string theory?
You say the waves. What's the waves?
Sine wave, cosine wave. Are those waves in triangulation the strings of string theory?
Oh, Ion ran off. Well, are you there, Michael?
Can you hear me, Bob?
Well, the legendary Michael Brown has decided to drop in and say a few words. All right, Eliza, did you want to talk to Michael?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. Hi, Eliza.
Michael, what happened to your website?
What happened was my website was running a software that I couldn't get the disk for. The person who had helped me set up
the upgrade. You couldn't get the upgrade.
And so I let the website die, and eventually, 6 months later, I started a new one. Hello, Ion.
Howdy. How's your mama name?
Mama name's good, Ion.
Good. How's Trips?
Trips is fantastic.
Yum. There you go.
Ion, I had an experience over 6 months ago. I would say it would most likely be in summer. And I got up early one morning, and I mowed the lawn using a push mower at the bottom of my property. And then I came up and I had a shower. And I was quite stimulated in the shower. I had a pretty erotic experience. I have to share that part of the experience in case anyone wants to recreate this experience. After the shower, when I was drying myself, I started to have a memory as if I was remembering a dream that I could faintly recall. And the memory grew and grew and grew until I was in the same house, still aware of myself, drying myself, but in a completely different life with different social arrangements and things. And it was very clear to me at the time. It was like I knew it wasn't a dream because it became completely real. It stayed for about 5 minutes. I got dressed. I went outside. I was doing watering, and it slowly started to slip away. And I just let it go. And eventually it was gone to the point that I can tell you it happened now, but I don't have any recollection of any of the memories. So I was wondering if you had some words about that, Ion.
It wasn't a dream.
No, it definitely wasn't a dream.
It's a version of reality that must be real. It can't be real if it's not real to you, but it's not real to you because you're on the underside. The underside of the upside down makes it so it's as though it's a fleeting, passing, a deja vu, a vuja de, an upside down portion. That's all. And you brought it back with you, and even that in this realm, which would affect your move that you make on this side because of the anxiety or the pressure or the angst that you embraced, it's still angst. Regardless of which world you land. The funny thing about this thing called life is you take yourself with you most everywhere you go. No big to do. Remember, just remember, lather, rinse, repeat. Because when you get caught in the shower, don't stay there or you'll drown. Or at the very least, moat.
No, it was an extremely lovely experience. And I treated it the way from Timothy Leary, who said, grab, hold tightly, and let go lightly. So when I was in it, I really enjoyed the juice of it. And as it departed, I totally was happy to let it go.
Good.
Hi, Michael. It's Ginny.
Hi, Ginny.
I was thinking that I thought you came to the RNA drops through Matthew. I remember at the time you were going to be or maybe did become an affiliate. Didn't you get connected through Matthew somehow?
It was through Matthew. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And I don't think I was becoming an affiliate. I think what happened was I put it on my website or something like that, and so people were going towards it, and Matthew said that I should become affiliate because that's happening. So that's how that kind of came about.
Right. Yeah, you did put it on your Presence Process website, I remember, and a lot of people definitely came in through you. I don't know, Susanna did, and there were a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So, Michael, are you going to start using the drops again? Because if you are, you should email me, and I'll help you with getting them into the country a little better. We have improved, you know, delivery services now, and we're not having as much trouble in South Africa as we had a couple years ago.
Ooh-wee, that's why we love us some damn Jeannie Bale. Ain't that all you need? Good Lord, ever. Make a freight train, take a dirt road.
Ion. But seriously, Michael, email me and I'll hook you up, okay?
She's got a magic wand. That's what you don't know is she's got a magic wand. Her things go work, and now she's sleeping like a baby. It's so wonderful. We love Judy Bell.
Thank you, Ion. I do have a magic wand, but it seems to have a little ion dust on it. So
it can, yeah, it can.
Yes, it does. Yeah, just get a hold of me, okay? We'll help you out.
Hey, Ion.
You're now in a new place. What it means is all the things that have already been done, now the world is catching up to the things that have already been done. That's why you all feel a little bit of half step out of step. You do your things and go, well, that's right. That feels right. Yeah, that's all the money. And then it's like a little bit before or a little bit after. Or used to, you could go to the bathroom at exactly the time that a commercial took place. You come back and it's right on. But who watches TV anymore? It's all TiVo'd. Oh, wait, no, TiVo's gone. TiVo can't be gone. There's no time. How can there be a TiVo? So anyhow, they ramble into that thing a little bit longer. Now it's like it just starts back on, or they just come back to the thing, or they're just smooching, or they just got their clothes off, or they just got butt naked, and you missed that other part of it. It's a little bit of step off. We're going to talk to number one when he's ready. We're going to talk about the off a beat. It's all wonderful. And we're also today, we're going to tell you what began ISIS. It's going to be so much fun.
Ian, when you're talking about us trapped, inverted in the Middle Kingdom, is that part of why Michael had his experience?
Yes, of course, it's another example proving the point. We really don't like proving the point, but it is the point. I mean, it is the point. There's nothing you could do.
Okay, so you want to talk about ISIS that led to the Temple of ISIS?
Oh, no. We don't want to talk about a thing. We're just basking in the deliciousness that is the realm of the world that we're in. But we're going to answer some questions, but you watch and see. Before we do, we're going to lay out a few things so you get some understanding.
Good. Let's hear it.
Lay it on us.
No, you begin. Pull your bowls, and let's see how it goes.
Is there something that caused the new place that we're in?
Yes.
Does it have to do with Iondom causing it?
Bob Damn Chart, William Irwin Thompson.
Bob's chart. So it's all kind of predicted or planned out?
No.
Thompson.
Because I started talking about Thompson, that put the world into a spin back into the Thompson Quadrant, which Ion says is quite chaotic in its effect. Ion said it was predicted in the Book of Revelation, so we've used Thompson
and
to trigger
Ezekiel, and Kings and Chronicles, and most of the books of Moses. Yes, it is. You're on your way. It's all good. Now, the good news is that it's all good. The bad news is you don't know it's all good. You have no contrast to even compare your contrast to. So this is that up and down portion of the program that makes you function in a contortionist position because you don't know that you know that you know that you know that you know. But now that you're starting to get an idea that you might know that you know that you know, then it becomes easier to know what you might have known in the past through perfect tense. I would if I had come. See? So now it becomes like a dangling participle all the time. And it's like, doesn't feel right, not right.
So, Bob, who has the opposite effect of Thompson?
Marshall McLuhan.
Yeah, I said I got to sort of rebalance with McLuhan emphasis.
Oh, God, just kill him now. Just kill him now.
Ion, you said at the very end of last Sunday morning's program, you said, now you take the context of the position. The upside down part would make that not a mark. So are we missing the mark because we're upside down?
Right. you're piercing it and you're going on the other side of it, and you're in the underworld and you're getting to the other side of the underworld. You're trying to get on the other side of the board. You know the game of Monopoly? It has a board. You know the board?
Sure.
If that board was a plane that you were living in and experienced, if you turn that board upside down and you try to play Monopoly, you can do it. But a lot more challenging, isn't it?
Is this like Stranger Things?
Magnetics. You need magnetics.
Of course it is. Of course it is. We told you to watch it. It was another show, and now all of a sudden it's the rave. It's the rave. Now it's the rave, and now 11. We told you about 11 weeks ago before it ever was.
11, that's right. She's in it.
We told you all the way through this, and then all of a sudden we were saying, look out, 11, look out, 11, 11, look out, hell. Look out, look out, look out. So see that thing, the inky, misty darkness thing that you don't even know about? We're going to do some more of that. So that was going to be creamed, dead, nothing. You asked us if we were affecting TV shows and TV as we know it. And we said, Stranger Things have happened. And you were like, Meanwhile, that was all happening. And we're no longer going to make all these other fat cats fat. We're going to make some other people fat now. So it's all good. You'll see.
I like that show. I saw that Stranger Things.
It's coming back. You're going to have another. Now you're going to have, because of your watching it, you're going to have another season of it. You're going to find out some more.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ion, in that show now, the kids save the day against all odds.
Always.
The adults.
Always.
Also in that show, the teacher folded the piece of paper and poked the pencil through it to show the kids how to get to...
Through the gate. See, that's where back to portals and gates. Y'all been working with them for years, but you didn't know that that gate could also take you to the bottom side of the very realm of reality that you're in. We went through the spirograph. We worked with Chad. We told number one, we said, make the line. Put the pin on this hula hoop. Roll it around the wall. That's the frequency. That frequency lets you know what magnitude or megahertz frequency that you're emanating upon. That's within the contained plane or realm. Now that you've shifted that, you changed it, you're the cosine version of it, but you don't even know the difference because you didn't know what 1 pi was the first bit. So to get 67,895,000 pi, you don't have a clue from where you came to. So cosine doesn't make any difference in the variance of a tangent from a non-opposing side left angle. What about that, though?
How long have we been on this other side?
Ask Bob.
Bob, how long have we been on this other side? When did you start talking about Thompson?
Get your chair. Wake up, Bob. Wake up, Bob.
Also, 11 in the show.
Listen, he's on mute.
No, I was outside, and I couldn't use the phone. So the point is that Ian just told me earlier today or yesterday, it started when we had our first dinner with Chad and Kate when they came over here in April, May this year, and we went to the restaurant. You can hear the funny recordings about each dinner, and we went to three times. Well, the first time we were with them, I was telling them about Thompson or something, and Ian says that's when I flipped the world interacting with Chad and Kate about Thompson. So you can go back to the date of the first dinner, which Ed has posted. Sometime in April, I think, they came. April, May.
Is it flipped for everyone in the world or just everyone in Iondom that would notice or not notice?
Everyone's getting shot in the head, not just Iondots.
If I were to describe my experience since April, May, Ion, I'd say I'm getting her done, but it feels like sometimes against all odds. Just like the kids.
You're a little bit ahead. You're a little bit over. You're a little bit under. You're almost there. You made the bed and make it perfect. You turn and look and there's a crease. You're like, damn, it wasn't a crease. Now there's a crease. Shit. Then you start to rip and do it again. And when you go to fix it, then the crease is gone. You're like, where the damn crease? Because I've torn this thing up twice. Same thing with baking.
When you said a while ago that, Ion, the gods can still have anomalies, were you speaking about this phase? Okay.
Yes. Everything is about here now.
TV show?
Everything we say is about for now.
Show?
Sometimes the future now is
Stranger
forward.
Things.
Stranger Things. That's the one you guys were talking about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, there's a little girl. There's a little girl. Her name is 11.
Oh.
They call her 11 because they didn't know her name.
They call her L for short, but she's tattooed 11 on her arm.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm going on about 11. See how Ian takes the content of the show, relates it to the 11th Egyptian dynasty, and 11-11, and then the 11 of that show. It's interweaved there. That's why he was, a few weeks ago, making a big deal out of 11.
And isn't 11, it's like a marker for going through portals or different dimensions? I mean, doesn't it show up a lot as a marker, Ion?
For some people.
I see 11s all the time. 11.
Yeah, well, you're special anyway. You already know that.
Thank you.
How about them Vicks, honey? How about them Vicks?
I don't know. It's going up and down. It's still waiting.
Even dead cats bounce.
Well, I'm hanging in there.
Good for you.
We're talking about the moon bases and the moon. Is the moon transparent?
Yes. Clever of you to notice.
Is it kind of like a circle instead of a globe?
You have no context to ask that question, because either way we say it will be inappropriately wrong. So any way we say it, it's not right. So if we say yes, it's a circle,
okay,
that's not true. If we say it's an oval and obtuse, we could say it's the converse side of an obverse coinage ring. We could say it's an incredible fromagerie because it's made out of green cheese. We could say all kinds of things, but they would never be exactly on money mark what you're asking from. So you either got to change your context or you got to move to a better topic.
Hey, so, Barbara, that wasn't the question, Barb. The question
I know, but what? I know. Well, about the moon base.
Let's go back to the base. Ask about what, you know.
I wanted to get a description of the moon first, but okay.
You may.
Can you describe the moon, the shape?
No, we cannot describe the shape.
Never mind. Just describe the moon, if you will.
Come on, get to the base issue.
All right, the moon. All right. Well, I'm trying to remember what the moon. Okay, so
yes. Look,
Indigo Swan. Okay.
Fucking Ingo Swan knew what he saw.
I was starting to say that. Did Ingo Swan know what he saw regarding the moon bases?
No, that's not the question. That's the question. Fuck, do I have to do it?
If you stop talking, I can formulate the question.
No, okay. You're failing already.
Okay,
look,
do you want to ask the question?
Do the fucking simple question. Barb, do a simple question about the basics of the moon bases.
Did Ingo Swan see moon bases on the moon?
Regolith, yes.
Regulus. Who created that moon base?
You did.
I don't recall doing that.
Well, there's a lot of bullshit you live through that you don't remember doing. Like, what's up with your stupid street? You made that, too. It's the fucked up street we've ever seen of all streets that have ever been, ever. It goes nowhere. You have a street, and it goes nowhere. How would you make a street that goes nowhere? It's silly.
It connects to other streets to go somewhere.
Well, but there's the rub. Why wouldn't you just make a street that goes where you want it to go instead of making a street that only goes to other streets, to go to the other streets, to go to other streets that you don't even know? So now you got to go 9 miles out of the way just to get where you want to go every single time. Crazy.
Ion, are there moon bases on the moon?
Yes.
I was going to ask, well, who put them there,
just said
Carol,
that.
Besides Barb putting them there. Anybody else help Barb put them there?
Did the Russians put the moon bases on the moon, Ion?
No, they're not really Russians. You could call them Russians, but if you're going to call everyone from another world that comes to visit you here a Russian, then maybe they're Russians. But no, not so much.
Can you describe the world they came from? You all get personal about this stuff,
so we want to make sure we're okay.
Can you describe the world they came from?
Saros.
Is there a planet associated with Saros, or is that the name of the planet?
Likely.
Saros.
Are you saying P-H-A-R-O-S, Ion?
No, let us spell it for you. That was rude. We'll spell it for you. Ready? Capital S-A-R-O-S.
And what are the beings like on Saros?
Charming. They have a lot of flatulence, however.
Are they within the firmament of our world or outside of it?
No, they represent the Mar.
And the Mars located where?
Here, Maria. It's like what you call the sea.
They come from RC?
No, they come from a place. You say, where do they apply? They apply it to the Mar. That's how you would apply it from there to here, Maria, or sea. And we don't know why she swallowed a fly in Emioma. She'll probably die.
Okay, wait.
Is there more than one civilization making the moon bases, Ion?
There are several, yes.
Why are they there, Ion? Why are they making them?
It's available. It's like the watchers have got to go somewhere.
What are they watching?
You.
They're watching the planet Earth and the Earthlings?
Do
they have a purpose for watching us?
Sure, it's like a rest area.
Moon base is a rest area, or the Earth is a rest area?
Moon base is a rest area.
So it's recreation and entertainment to come to the moon base and watch Earthlings?
It can be. How is it that you go one time, or say you did in 1969, and all you've done, you've gone on your way to Mars, you've done everything of it, you fuck a chicken every way you can fuck a chicken, and now all of a sudden you've never gone back, and now all of a sudden some private company decides they're just going to try it one more time and see what it'd be like. It's like buying a condo in South Florida, never going back, but then there is nothing worse than a used condominium, isn't there?
So did the Apollo astronauts actually go to the moon?
We didn't say. Yes, they actually did, but not in this realm that you know now.
Did they leave this realm and go to the moon, or were they in another realm before they...
Different conversation. You're talking about in the land of Aristotle.
Did they go to a different dimension?
You can.
But did the Apollo astronauts go to a different dimension?
They didn't go to the moon, as you
know
it.
They didn't go to
it. As you know it.
As we know it.
Different realm.
Right. So they would have gone to a different world. Different realm.
Who didn't go to the moon, Barb?
The Apollo astronauts.
So, Ion, when you say about where we are today, this world did not go to the moon, or those guys didn't come from us, is that because the world's been changed since Ion and the drops and stuff?
Oh.
We're not the same world as 1969. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying, Ion?
Presently.
So we're the ones that are in a different world.
Is Ion referring specifically to this Thompson phase?
Yes.
Do we individually shift back and forth from the plane of shadows to the plane of, I think what you said or referred to earlier as reality?
I think Ion dropped off.
Okay.
True.
We're having a break here.
True reality.
Ion dropped off.
Your statement seems to apply, Bob, which is that we shift back and forth.
Well, not even back and forth. We're slipping all over the place. Ion calls it slippage.
Or on the way to the moon, did the astronauts go through a portal and end up at another moon?
Ion did say they had help from Ion.
Well, if we're somewhere else, then the Apollo astronauts could have left from what we consider Earth and landed on the moon. But we're somewhere else now.
Yeah, and where's the moon? Is the moon under the firmament or in one of those spheres, stratosphere or whatever? I don't think the moon's outside of the firmament. I think it's probably within the firmament.
So Ion was mentioning, he went on this short rant referring to Stranger Things, how maenads can come out and J.R.R. Tolkien's world or something like that comes to life. So they were referring to Stranger Things. So,
you mean last week or?
Last show or the show before that. The kids in that show were playing Dungeons & Dragons in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them mentioned the Shadow Walk spell, which you can cast, and that'll allow you to move back and forth between the material plane and the plane of shadow.
Yeah, what about it?
Just mentioning that. It's another way to look at the slippage.
When 11 took the board, because he just said exactly that reference. And she flipped the board game upside down. She said, this is where your friend is.
Yeah, I am speaking right from that verbatim.
But it would be weird to think that that's where we are right now.
Well, compared to where? Because, you know, we, like I said, you need to know where you started to know where you came from to know where you are and where you're going to. So
this is not black and white and scary like the other world, like the one in the show.
Shadowy. And then 11, the 11 seems to come to...
How do you know that it's not that way? What are you using to compare that to?
Good point.
From the time before. From a couple months ago.
Do you see the world? Do you know the world you were in? To know comparison? So you slipped into the upside down and didn't notice that. So leads us to wonder how you'd know this present condition.
Okay, how would I know?
You are fighting without the base of bias. You notice these things are happening. You notice these things are off. You think these things are not quite clear. You notice they're almost perfect. You notice they're almost right on. You know when you take the sliver, the paint, and you go to the paint store and you say, I want this color. Mm-hmm. And they make feldspar or something, certain color. You bring it back and you paint it on your wall, and it's a different shade. It's off by just a little bit. It's not the same color. It's like that.
Well, I've been noticing things, though, in the last year that's been off. So I wouldn't say just the last few months. I would say the world's gone nuts in the last year or two, actually.
Well, no, the world has been nuts. You just gotten better. You're ascending, so you would be above the fray. It's a 22 thing. You're above the fray. So being above the fray, you would notice that it's in decline.
Right.
It's not, but it's been in decline. So we would say yes, but you are noting and noticing it a bit. You see?
Yes, quite a bit, actually. Well,
you're saying the world's been in decline or the fray has been in decline?
The world.
Yes and yes.
Okay.
They're both. They're both applied. Both could be just as easy. The thing that turns around and makes this war on itself, you've caused a war on itself. What kind of fucking war fights itself? How does that work?
Well, cancels it out, doesn't it?
Well, what is a radical Islam something goober snatcher anyway? We don't even know what that is. They don't even know what that is.
Is this a good time to comment where ISIS began, or what began ISIS?
Picture it, 1949, California. They were there,
okay,
enjoying a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful evening. Bob is going to have to cue up some music. You have to listen to a piece of music, and then we'll tell you.
The Golden Girls.
Hi, Ion.
Oh, we like that. Hey, it's number one.
Hey,
your phone was going bang, 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 bang when we kept hitting you, and it was going bang, bang, bang when we kept hitting you. It was a little bit off. That's sort of what we've been talking about over and over and over again. Will you please kick Bob's chair so he can play the music, so he can talk about AC for just a second, and then we can proceed and get to your wonderful, marvelous questions. You're very thoughtful and you're coming together this morning.
Chad, did you look up Soros?
It refers to a number of things, including Spanx.
It's an open source IDE plugin for distributive collaborative software development.
It's also turning waves into fresh water.
Are you talking about the Tony Bennett song, Ion?
Yes, please. It's very short.
Okay. Okay, sound.
Okay, everybody, when he gets it ready to the sound power, make sure that you listen to the words and listen to this song very closely. Here's a quiz.
I have to go home.
Maybe it's cold outside.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks
sound. I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind
word.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really
you'll meet at Barnes & Noble.
Ta-da, there's a quiz. Now, they were playing that particular music in 1949, what you call your 1949.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and guess what?
A lady who is truly a champ.
Here we go. Hold on. There's more. There's 2 minutes. We just needed a little more Stephanie. We didn't mean to go for the next one, but it was so good. Stephanie's so wonderful. She's wonderful. We like that. It's good. It's a part of the thing. Okay, now, picture it. Sicily. No, wait, not Sicily. That's the Golden Girls. Wait, let's go. USA, California, 1949. Okay, here's what happened. They're having a dance, and there's this person, Abu Musab al-Zaqi. He's there, and he walks in, and they're dancing. And they're holding each other, and their breasts are touching chests, and all he can see is legs and exposed outlines of breasts. And what he looks around and he sees is going on while they're playing, Baby, It's Cold Outside. And that one song played at that one moment set up all of what you call the Al-Qaeda, all of Al-Qaeda, which then became ISIS. Once the Shiites were outdone, and you've got the fella knocked down who was over that position. Now, of course, the Americans paid for all that, but that was what made the jihadists real, that they would hate, that the radical Islamic Muslims would hate America. So, because they exposed and did everything avant-garde. It's the Marilyn Monroe. It's the big cars. It's the fast food. It's the living.
Wow, all because he saw the outlines of breasts and legs and things.
That's right. And see, with Sharia law, to the nth degree, you can't have all that. So it became death to America. Now, America didn't help because they were capitalized on it at every level. And then America's, if you'd have kept Al-Qaeda, you'd have been all right. But you created Al-Qaeda. Remember, you put in Saddam Hussein to get rid of Ayatollah Khomeini. The Ayatollah Khomeini was in charge when all this stuff started. Then you didn't like the Ayatollah, and you put in Saddam Hussein. And he was the best thing since damn sliced, damn white Wonder Bread. The best thing ever. Then one day he woke up and said, oh, hell no, I ain't running this like this. I'm going to do what Isis wants to. And then Isis is going to do what Isis wants to. And then Isis is going to do this, and Isis is going to do that, and Isis is going to do this, and Isis is going to do that. And next thing you know, they had to go get Osama bin Laden to come blow up his shit. But then he comes in from Afghanistan, comes in and starts to blow up all their stuff. Then all these statues and everything that we pay for, they come down and knock the head off and roll his head down the street. Now he's gone. So now they don't have anything in place. And now Syria's in an uproar. And now you've dispersed the poison into all the world, that all of Sharia law is just that. All because of one little song.
So the answer is just to do what Trump is saying and stop nation building.
Takfirism.
This guy wrote a book, correct, Dion, which became the rallying point?
A couple of them, but it wasn't him. He was martyred. He was killed because he was so radical, and now they still sing his praises even today.
Yeah,
even dead. He's done more dead than alive.
And allegedly he has been responsible for the death of more Muslims than the Christians during the Crusades because of what he started.
Most certainly. That's exactly right. See, and then it goes all the way into the Quoker Quadrant. The Quoker Quadrant, because it goes all the way in, because his vidyas are available even now.
Guess what?
Vidyas. You got vidyas. No, vidyas. Don't y'all watch the Squid Billy?
Ian, you said Takfirism. What is that?
Oh, did you want us to spell it? T-A-K-F-I-R-I-S-M.
Earlier you talked about being off by a beat, and you said you wanted to talk to me about that.
Well, we want to answer your question specifically regarding it.
Definitely feeling what you described earlier in that little rant about how everything feels a lot better in the world, but at the same time, you know, getting back to the television, the commercial's still on, or the commercial's over a long time ago, so timing seems a bit off. You always told me that if I'm ever lost, to follow the time of the metronome. Is that the same dynamic?
Yes, it is. But few understand that better than you. You actually get that. Because when the metronome strikes, you know the point that it strikes. It's not the farthest left or right. It's when it hits the middle. Ka-whoosh, 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 ka-whoosh. Not the tick-tock, tick-tock, ka-whoosh. It's the middle part. The middle part is what you measure by. But you know that, but no one else does.
You like to measure that middle part in pi, right?
Exclusively.
Before you said to do degrees instead of radians.
Yes, and you know why. Because your flat plane is a flat plane. It can't do radiance.
Right.
You're so good. We like this. We like it when you get it.
Since that's not in the flat plane, that's measured in pi. But plotting out a timeline, a false premise of timeline would be in degrees, since it's on a flat plane.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to tie this into string theory, because you mentioned that in order for this to work, I'm going to have to change string theory.
Whoa, hold on, Biggin. Hey, Biggin, guess what? You successfully already have. Are you nuts? Do you remember when string theory came out and it was going to be an explanation of everything, explained to everything, and it ran off and they laid it out where all the different strings and everything, every different continuum could come into the same continuum and it couldn't fit within the same thing, the bandwidth, the spread, the split between the oval of the opposite of the obtuse angles never came to the same side, they came to the side, they make the oval, there was a divide, there was given over the pi 2r, so it's going crazy, all that stuff, and then a second later you got, nah, and they said, oh yeah, no, it doesn't work. And it was all done with. So you've already undone string theory. Now you're saying you want to redo it?
No, you said a couple weeks ago that in order for this to work, I'd have to change string theory. So I guess it's now you're updating.
Yeah, and we say you are. We say you already. We say you. Well, no, you've defied it. You haven't redone it yet. You've defied it. You've nullified it. You pull the what quadrant? Let's see if you remember the tiny note. Which quadrant would obsolesce and retrieve a moniker?
Croaker.
Perfect. So now you got to put the croaker on the ass. You're going to croaker string theory. Okay, cool.
So that's where, if we're going to get rid of a moniker, then everything's going to be called by a number.
Everything always is. That's where you are now, is in a digitized world where the jihadist, Islamist, something, don't kill y'all in your bed, so you better make it a number because the death toll is rising.
Yeah, I noticed that the other day when I went to McDonald's, they have the screens on there now, and they don't call you by name anymore, they just call you by your number. I guess that's progress. So, strings.
Dude.
You're saying it's been undone.
Why don't we do the string theory? That's so such a glib, cliched archetype. Let's forget that part. Why don't we call it the strang theory? S-T-R-A-N-G, the strang theory, because that's why they stranged you along. That might be more fun. They might embrace that a little easier. What you think?
I like that southern twang.
So you can do the string theory. The string theory might be better because it might actually stick because it's spelled.
Because it's already been strang up.
There you go. See, in a northerner, still worth two bales of cotton.
So is the string theory more like spirograph?
Yes. How clever of you.
Okay. I noticed that.
Now you have to be careful. Stop. Just a second now. You're good at this, and we don't want you to go the wrong way. Now, do not consider spirograph action as being a flat plane. You hear me?
I hear you. Spirograph
action
is not a flat plane.
But it is. But don't consider it that way. That's how you can represent it. But if you had 1,000 of those, do you remember when you draw a picture on the side of the Sears and Roebuck catalog and you put it all together on one page? Each page has a little dot, dot, dot. It's a flat thing. But when you put it together, it takes the entire Sears and Roebuck catalog to make the imagery. If you could look at it that way and do the spirograph on that line, then you can flam through the books like cartoon pics in a book, and they actually take motion. That's still in each level of a flat plane, but don't confuse it as a flat plane.
So I noticed when I looked at some of the representations of the strings, the vibrating strings in string theory, in two-dimensional images, it's kind of spiraling out from a center with those vibrating waves.
It has to show, show depth.
And it really looks like a spirograph.
Good.
You mentioned Etch-a-Sketch a long time ago to me, like even in the beginning before we got into triangulation. It sounds like you're contrasting now the difference of spirographic versus Etch-a-Sketch and that they represent two different types of paradigms. Are those paradigms like on the level of wave functions or are they just like in our perception?
Both.
Perspective.
Both. One's only right and left angles. Etch-a-Sketch is always square. Yeah. You can't have a round. Even your roundness is just smaller, tighter right angles or left angles.
Right. So the
everything.
Is there any value to the Etch-a-Sketch approach? Or
that's how your world is. Your world is from an edge. Everything is square. Even your holograms have to be square or you don't see them.
Okay.
You can say okay, but if there was different edges, the rods and cones of your eye wouldn't be able to pick them up. They have to be square because they got to bounce off something to be noted that they are. Because remember, holograms aren't real, or are they?
Yeah, it's like a computer screen. Everything's made of pixels. So I'm always wrestling with what the eye sees versus what actually is on the page in translation.
Right. And you only know that by based on what your perception is, because things can be right on you. You don't see them. You see, you don't see them. It's obvious. And then sometimes when your sight is, vision is limited, sometimes you're more particular and you feel things more, like oakums and different things, like smells and sensory perception is increased. When you have it like the touch, like the hair on the back of your neck stands up when spirits whiz by, you know, that kind of stuff. And we're not trying to spook you out. You guys should know this already. Come on, 2-drink minimum. Billy up to the bar.
In terms of what you just said about how my perspective changes the way I see things, you told me to watch that movie, Florence Foster Jenkins, and I did. You said that I have to get this.
Did it help?
She didn't say what this is. Is it the pitch, or is it the way that she had envisioned her? She could hear herself singing in her head differently than the world heard it.
It was the most ridiculous, silly movie that's ever been made, ever. But she thought she was a great singer.
Right. Okay, so the point of me watching that movie, was it the fact that she thought she was a great singer, or was it something to do with the pitch and how her pitch was always off by half a beat?
It was always off by half a beat, but she didn't know the difference. Sometimes you don't either.
And I'd like for you to push me in the right direction to calibrate so that I'm on instead of off by half a beat.
Then auto-tune. Put all the frequencies in a box, shake them out, dump them out, and it becomes very mechanical, but very on tune, maybe a monotone, but in the same monotonal refractorin. So you can do it at a Stephen Hawking. That's what he had to do, too, and it's very aggravating, but that's the only way he has the ability to communicate in this world in which he now finds himself now.
So Ion, auto-tune algorithms, they seem a lot like an etch-a-sketch approach to working with waveforms, because it's very square and like quantified. Would you agree?
Well, it was better than Agnes Stark.
Doesn't auto-tune also raise the amplitude or frequency of a voice?
No, it pulls it. It
friends
pulls
with
it
Arturo Toscani.
Right, that's another character from the movie, Toscani. Okay,
you know,
now I get it. Why you told me to watch the movie? I get it.
Yay! That's
what
make Bob works. You're the one that ever got it otherwise. Notice the time frame.
What do you get, Jack?
The time frame of the movie?
Florence Foster Jenkins. She really was.
Okay, so her time was around the time of that guy you were just talking about with the "It's cold outside." Walking
exactly.
Right around Nazi time.
Ew.
Is that also referring to a period of winter?
Yes, it's cold outside.
You said the winter's coming to an end for the Thrones. Is this related?
Yes, it is. Next season will be a bummer. You'll like it.
Okay, I had one other question about string theory.
Does it include abandon?
String theory. Abandon, no. Calabi Yau Manifold.
It probably will.
Really?
It probably will.
Okay. Are dimensions really curled up into very tiny sizes, Ion?
Locked in reckless abandon. Very good.
What's locking them? Is it a force, or is it a particle type of thing that's locking them?
The Iron Lady.
Margaret Thatcher?
Perfect. Excellent.
So Thatcher is responsible for curling dimensions into very small, tiny sizes?
We don't like sizes, because what you think is tiny is big, and what's big is tiny, and you don't really know.
Okay, then we'll get rid of the tiny sizes part and say dimensions being curled up. So Thatcher helped curl up the dimensions?
Yeah, kind of like Jeffrey Howe.
Is a Resolute Desk involved in curling up those dimensions?
Always, 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 always.
Is a Resolute Desk like the TARDIS?
It can be. Which one? There are two.
The one that Thatcher had in the UK.
No, that is not. That is in Buckingham Palace. It's not in Parliament. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, didn't do it. You did.
I said okay. Not sorry. So, is the curling up of these dimensions done, like, coordinated by both people at either side of the Resolute Desks?
That's found in the King's Speech. But we'd like to just say yes, but you need to get something out of it if you're going to go.
Yeah, I'll have to go watch that movie.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
So earlier you said the song is 695 terabytes long. And when I hear terabytes, I perk up. Obviously, storing a pretty big data set there. Is that song like the new 144,000? Because I worked on the Human Genome Project Computing, and that was like 2 gigabytes for the little man human genome. The 695 terabytes long. Is that the genome of the sending person?
Yakety sacks.
Sounds like a song.
It is.
Okay,
it is. It's the theme song to the Benny Hill Show.
Okay, Bert, you wanted to say something, Bert?
Yeah, Ion.
Thank you, Jed.
Is there a name to the formula we discussed this morning?
Patricia Hayes.
Is there another name besides Patricia Hayes for the formula?
Fry and Laurie.
Is there a control point in the meat sack for this formula?
The last 1948 show.
Is there a megahertz frequency to this formula?
8.16382189.
Is this formula the mystery ground for photons? No. Okay.
Ask an answer. Are you happy today?
Very happy.
We like that. What you want to talk about?
I want to talk about carbon and angels. Is there a relationship between carbon and angels?
Yes.
And that's with the new carbon, correct? Do angels have a relationship with the new carbon?
Yes.
Maybe about 4 engagements when you were on payday, you mentioned that you were moving the pyramids to Turkey. Is that a result of the change in molar mass?
Yeah, well, Turkey is moving, is going to consume it. That's what the conversation's been about along.
Turkey is going to consume the pyramid?
Yes.
And that's due to the change in molar mass?
Yes. But don't believe us, Ralph Edwards said it long ago. July 29th, 1955. Wait, aren't we going to talk about you? Why can't we talk about you?
What is there to talk about me?
Everything. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with my big toe then. The turf toe. The right toe. Big toe.
No, let's talk about your sciatica. That's where it is. It's in your sciatica. Your lower back in your butt.
On the left side, correct?
You think it's a hip. You think it's a hip flexor, but it's your sciatica kicking up a little bit.
Am I doing the correct movements to correct that, or is it something else
your
that
squat,
I can recommend?
Your squats suck.
Okay, is there another way that I should do my squat? Okay,
don't
what should I do to improve my form?
Do lunges. Good lunges. That'll help take the stretch out.
Okay.
Take on a little boo-boo. If you can't do yogi, do a little boo-boo.
Okay, I am taking a little boo-boo. But I'm not using weight for my squats other than my body weight.
Good, because that's where you got messed up to start with.
from squatting?
Do.
Is it also connected to my groin injury?
Well, yeah, we didn't want to bring that up because you get all cross when we start talking about your junk, so whatever, but okay. We don't mind talking about it. We like talking about it, but you always get sideways, and then you don't want to talk to us at all because we're going to talk about your genitalia, and there you go bringing us into your See, Bob, it's not us.
No, let's go back to lunges. Let's go back to lunges.
Now, see, it's not us, Carolyn. It's not us. It's him. He did it. We didn't do it. There's nothing we could do.
Groin is not genitalia. You're leaving the conversation.
We're just starting.
I know you're excited. I know. Back to you, Bert.
Okay. Hey, Ian, let's talk about lunges. You recommended lunges. Okay, I used to do a lunge walk.
Don't do that. Just do the downward-facing dog.
Downward facing dog.
You get it all stronger. And then to counter that, you can do the cobra.
But I do the cobra because you told me to do the inverted cobra for my hip.
Good, and that's what we're trying. We're still telling you to do it because it's still a little tender.
Funny you say that because I felt that last week a few times, which is really strange. You know the squat that I'm doing. I do the squat where it's. I actually include the squat with the lowering the chi. Is that?
Yeah, you're so precise. It's extreme. You're so precise with it. It's extreme. So, okay, I mean, it's all right. Okay, enough about you already. Let's talk about something else.
Okay, great. I'm looking at the formula for the new environment.
Yes.
And you told me this morning about the, morning my time, evening your time. But anyway, if there's time, well, we were just engaging. The silicon dioxide that's in the environment formula, that's not the normal chemistry silicon dioxide. Is that correct?
What would be different about it?
Because when you Google silicon dioxide, it's SiO2. And in the new environment, it's SiBO2.
Right.
And what made me think about that is because you gave me that formula last evening that had some new elements. So that is a new element then in that silicon dioxide, that new silicon dioxide. That's the real silicon dioxide then.
Yes.
You had some words regarding... sodium chloride would change, the salt would change, and it would become silica. So is that the change of the sodium chloride would change and become the silicon dioxide, which would be the SiDO2? Is that what that representation is?
It's a cliched archetype, but yeah, it'll reach you.
It's a cliched archetype. Is there another way to say it?
You're off by a bit, but it's close. You're trying to say that what we're saying doesn't exist, and it does. You're trying to say that it isn't, it doesn't matter to that, but it does. So the part that doesn't matter is the thing that you're trying to prove. And if you're trying to prove that, then you've got to figure out what the oxygen level is.
I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm just bringing the words.
Well, we know. Yeah. You're trying to do the extraction ratio. O2 extraction ratio. O2ER equals VO2 over DO2 times 100. Bringing that down. So VO2 equals DO2 times O2ER. So... E to ER normal value would be 20% to 30%.
If you say so, I mean, I have to do the math later.
Lord,
that formula you just gave.
Ugh, sorry for your luck.
That's all I have, Ian.
Okay, so what about the chickpeas? You want to talk about them?
No, I do not.
You want to talk about food? We like food.
Okay.
Let's talk about my breakfast.
Okay.
Tell us about it.
I have 3 poached eggs and a protein shake.
Was it satisfying?
Last week it was not.
There you go. Good.
Actually, Friday. Friday was a really strange occurrence. Is that what you want to talk about? It was really strange.
Yes. We thought sure you would, but you didn't. I guess it's too personal, huh?
Okay, what was that, Ion? I mean, what was
it's
that?
So fun
what was
playing
that?
With you. You are so much fun to play with.
Yeah, you're fun to play with also. But what was that, Ion? I mean, there was a couple times where my balance was off, and my balance is always spot on. What was that?
You were between. You were betwixt and between. Betwixt and between.
Betwixt and between a location?
A plane of the mystery landscape, the mystery landscape, the hexad, the half a pintad, the puck pintad, the pintad.
No, Bert is just jonesing for the restructure. He knows the protein powder he's using isn't quite up to stuff. He's hearing about restructure. He wants it. He can't get it quite yet, but he's jonesing for it.
When he has body, you know what? He's been primed up pretty good because he's got pretty clean. He's not really clean. He's not really clean, but he's pretty clean. When he gets the right amino acid balance, he doesn't want to blow up like a big old balloon, but how's he going to keep from bulking up?
I'm not worried about that. I'm taking your advice.
Good. Okay, because we're driving anyway, so it's all right.
I know that. But that also explains what happens to me when I put on, like, pants that at first appear tight, and then all of a sudden they fit. I've noticed that in the last few weeks, Ion.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yes.
No, Eliza, they're not balanced, darling. We were telling Eliza that her amino acids weren't balanced.
Yeah, she asked that on the chat line.
They will be. They're just not right today. So have you had your way with this now? Are you through with it?
I want one more. Okay. Do you have any advice
Come
until
on.
The restructure hits the market? What should I continue to assume? Should I eat more eggs or a little more protein in the morning?
Protein, protein, protein.
So I can put some slices
of
ham.
Eggs are protein. Eggs are protein.
Different kind of protein. A different kind of protein. Something that has flesh.
Rotate protein.
Flesh.
Flesh. Flesh.
Hey, okay. Just a minute, Bert. I lost all the typing I've been doing since you came back. Where did it go? Right. It went in the upside down world. I mean, it was here. I was typing all everybody's topics, and now it's gone. I don't think I flipped it off. So will that return? Will I play some kind of song? Why don't we play a song, Aya? Will that bring it back?
Oh, wait. You've been amazing, Bob.
That's what happened to me before, Bob. My notes just disappeared right before asking Ion questions.
Yeah, I'm typing away. I've been talking, getting all the details, inventorying the songs, and now they're not there. It just has the notes from before today, before this morning.
Well, let me expose Bob, because instead of keeping things in a Word file and saving it every few minutes, he writes his notes in an email.
It's worked for decades, Karen. What's the problem?
Okay, well, I just wanted to expose you because it's so silly.
It's true. It is true because, see, the emails, like Benghazi, never go away. Emails last forever.
Bob, go to drafts, your drafts folder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So first, you can play the song. It's in your inbox.
I know that they could be in the drafts, but they're not. See, Karen, see, drafts.
Maybe you sent it to yourself and it hasn't arrived yet, because sometimes your emails are slow.
What song do you want to play?
It's in your inbox. This will help them. No, silly.
Kali Manugi.
Now listen closely. We're going to do this so Bob can find his things.
I know why I lost this, so I'll force myself to re-listen to the last hour and notice what's being talked about. Probably goes pretty good information.
Made you look, Bob. Made you look.